It's that time. We about to get busy. Oh, you're gonna love this. From your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM. It's the 4Play Podcast.
And yes, you are welcome to another episode of the 4Play Podcast. How are you doing? We've got Scarlett in the building. Let him know you're here, girl.
Hi.
Okay. We've got Detox.
I am here.
We also have Megahertz, your radio frequency.
Testicles. Come on. Try to sound like Detox, but it's not working.
It's not possible. Do you know how many times I've actually been to?
Maybe don't worry, I'll get it. Okay.
Okay, so a lot of people have actually started moving from working for other people to working for themselves and owning their own business. And today, we're trying to know if it's worth that hustle, if it's worth that stress to, you know, own your own business. So what do you think about it, Detox?
Well, what do I think? Owning your business or working for someone? Well, I think it depends on a lot of things, though. Mm. I mean, how much money am I earning working for someone? How much money would I make for myself if I was working for myself? Because, you know, some people just want the title of CEO, you know. True. You just want to be called the CEO. So, but you're struggling, Sha. You know, and time you're struggling so how to pay bills and salaries if you've got people working under you. But you just have the title, like, I own my own business. I wake up when I want. Whereas, if you actually were working for someone, perhaps, that's their own problem, how they pay salaries. But at the same time, I feel like if you have that kind of mentality, it limits you towards taking risks and stuff. Mm. And you continue to work for someone forever. So, it's here and there. Mm. It's good to own your own business.
But which would you go for?
I mean, well, if I'm working for someone and they're paying me 2 million naira every month. Assuming, Shao.
But how many
companies? Say right now, they are paying me 2 million. I want to start my own business now. And I will be getting 300,000 naira profits. I will have to think again, Shao.
True.
I probably just stay where I'm getting that big box and be paying the bills and then be saving for rainy days.
Like, but Scarlett, have you really thought about your own business? Like, have you planned that before? Is this somewhere in your calendar?
Honestly, there are things that I want to do on my own, right? There are things like I want to plan on my own, you'll be a part of, but not necessarily owning your own business. Owning your business is a whole nother ball game. Like, you have to be ready to not have profit for like 1 year of having a business on your own. Like, you're just going to be running it on vibes and inshallah. That's what it is. But working for somebody, especially if you're working like in a very good place and they're paying you well, like Detox mentioned, right? There's a possibility that you can save, you can, you know, keep your money aside, you manage how to use your money. This does not apply to me because I do not know how to do that.
Photo.
Once they pay, the money are finished. That's it.
Not be juju be that.
But honestly, I think I'll prefer to work for somebody but still be doing some low-key, you know, vibes outside. Like, have like a side hustle or different types of side hustle, not necessarily owning a business of my own.
But don't you think it's kind of cheating? Like, you're cheating on your employer because you're supposed to be putting in energy for your... I see Megahertz laughing. But
yeah. That is my energy. Your employer will tell you, find a side hustle. You don't know.
Wait.
You know, Magic, I think... what Scarlett said, right? I feel it's juicier. Work for your employer, no doubt, but I'll have a business, not just side hustle, but still have my own personal business. I think it's just juicier that way.
You know, I think, and then human beings, we have that thing about we want to have our cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. So it's like, it's better if I'm working for someone, how I'm getting my salary is not my problem. Mm-hmm. At the same time, there's an investment opportunity somewhere I can be putting money in. Mm-hmm. I don't really own that business and it's not my problem how it's running. But you know, I've put in some money, and at the end of the month, I'm getting here.
Exactly.
That could have been a perfect situation, but it doesn't always work like that. Sometimes you put your life savings into a business, and it goes flat, and then that's like a huge loss. And if you refuse to take those risks, it's like all you're waiting for by the end. Every time it's end of the month, you receive your salary, you do this, do that. End of the, you wait for another end of the month, so. It's not, you have to take the risks. I think the first step towards this entrepreneurship thing is find where you invest some money and see how that goes, and then you can start your own business.
You know, business is not just about investing money. You have to, you need to research. You know
exactly.
But
yeah,
investing money is more like you're leaving it to someone else to do the homework, to do the research, and all of that. You know, so you're not really, it's not as though you own your own
business. Yeah, wait, listen, what's the whole idea about owning business? We just want to make more money.
You're listening to the 4Play Podcast.
Wait, hold on. Is there really anyone
It's not what everyone agrees. Some people believe they are giving out service. Like, not just about the boss.
Because me, when I say I want to own my business, may I tell now the truth? It's just more money. It's not like I'm trying to save the world.
For me, it's more than money. It's money and the fact that I have a business. I'm an entrepreneur. Come on, my. It just feels good.
So if I'm an entrepreneur, I have a business, but I don't get money.
No, see, the money pass go D, no doubt.
Choose your hustle, bro.
No, seriously.
It's like you're choosing the services you're giving to people, the happiness you're giving to people, you know, or you choose money. Which are you going for?
You know the dreams I had one time? I was like, yo, so I own my businesses, houses here and there, real estate, and then I'll change my dressing totally. I'll have to be on corporate all the time.
Wait, what?
He wears t-shirts and jean trousers every other day.
I can't even imagine.
Seriously, that's a big dream I had one time like that. But it's changing now. I'll still be the entrepreneur, but not really corporate all the time. I like to feel like every day is a Friday. It makes me happy. Yeah, so I like to dress like every day is a Friday. Boom.
Magic, so you ask us this question. You uncle.
Well,
which one would you go for?
First off, let's be honest. I've tried this entrepreneurial thing.
I know. You don't click.
Our business.
Bro, there was a time I started this whole liquid soap, right? I was supplying to hotels. And that was the fastest way I lost a millionaire. And since then I had to advise myself, bro, you need to pick a hustle. You need to like walk. And since then, no matter how, you know, the temptation to start your own business, I'm still planning on getting back to getting my own business.
Okay.
Maybe later. I feel I'll be person grandfather or something of that nature by then. But at the moment, I need to calm my head down.
But you know, as young people, shall, I think it's like the safest way to guarantee a good future. It's not something we should wait until like later.
What about government work?
Because
what about government work?
I mean, who's doing government work that you, when you are done to get your pension, I will holla. So that is not even something. Believe as young people, if we can take the risks, it's better to have this business thing, even if it's not giving you profits now. And you don't have to start big. I'm good on giving advice. Bestie advice.
Bro, are you not going to eat? When you realize what you've done to yourself, when you're handling a business on your own, I think it's basically when you realize there are bills to be paid.
Yes.
And you're not meeting up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And there are things you need to take care of. And then you could have a health issue. Someone might, not in your family or something, God forbid. But these are the times you realize, bro, is this really the... all this experience I've gathered trying to do this business, why don't I use this experience to help another person's business grow?
Yeah, this is another... Which is why I said one of the easiest way is put money in somebody or another person's business that is flourishing. You know, like an investor. Like you bought shares. You know, that kind of thing. So you are just collecting. They need like some millions to upgrade their business. You come, you put it in.
You get
your own thing. But you don't exactly own the decision-making thing. Some people, maybe that's what they're looking for. They want to decide what happens here. But if it's money and you want to be sure, I think that's not a bad way. Because, I mean... You know how hard it is to save these days. Bills. So before you can save enough money to even say, okay, let me start a business. What kind of business would you do in this country now for $1 million? I mean, let's talk about it. Yeah, I mean, that's a good thing. But what kind of business can you do with $1 million that you're sure that, you know what, this is going to bring me returns?
This is the 4Play Podcast.
we have is not just about the $1 million. It's the discipline and the willingness to start small. Because
so it doesn't have to be $1 million, right?
Using a million can get you a lot of businesses.
Actually, yeah. Mm.
A lot, actually.
Yeah.
To be very honest, 100K can actually get you a business. Yes,
but
can.
I just want to be working and getting paid.
Please don't take us to all those when you say, "May we go do POS?"
But for real,
say, "May we go do POS?"
Tapping salons, dry cleaning services, POS.
Guys are making a whole lot of money right now. Trust me when I tell you that. I know a lot of people. I know a friend of mine. The wife has been in this business. And she's making so much money from it.
So if people are making money with very little money, so what are we saying? This is the way forward. Are we just being lazy or what?
Maybe.
Now.
Personally, I think I am.
Let's look at it this two ways. Yeah. Number one, the reason why some people don't want to work under another company is because they are too lazy. I don't know why I'm calling myself lazy now. Maybe because they don't want to have to fail, okay? They don't want to have to take all the responsibility of having to, number one, make sure that money keeps coming in, make sure that the services are okay, make sure that everything is working perfectly. I think that's one of the reasons. But on the other hand, the reason why people are jumping to own their own business is because they lack the discipline to stay under someone else.
Okay.
Oh, so this is me giving insult.
You said
that if you had to collect insults.
Exactly.
But the funny thing is, if you own your own business, you will still go through all of those things. It's even more tedious when you own your own business because then there's no schedule. There's nobody to force you or sanction you if you don't go early. That means if you decide that you want to let your business go down the drain, it will go down the drain because that indiscipline that you have will still show in your own business. People will still insult you with your own business. You have a business. Someone will walk into your store and insult you. Like they say, customers are always right. A customer will come, they will abuse you. So you look at yourself and think you're wearing rags. So I think it's still the same thing at the end of the day. It's even a lot more easier, especially for people who do not have discipline to work under people who give them schedules and routines. Then they are able to be, you know, tamed, if I should use that word. I don't want to say tamed because we're not animals, but it's easier for you to do what you're supposed to do. For example, I'm tired. You think if I own my own business, I won't lie down right now and sleep? I will sleep. But I have to go work by 3 p.m. because I'm working under somebody and I cannot come and tell my ogada, I went out, Jerry, and I was tired and I couldn't come to work.
But at the same time, if it was your business and you went to sleep, you might suffer it.
You exactly. understand? It's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Exactly. There's something about you putting your money into something. You won't just let it, you know, slide and feel like that. You want to put
people.
A lot of energy and
You've
do
not
stuff.
Met
so
people.
Are we agreeing that there's no excuse to not have a side hustle as a young person? Is this something you wait for later or let's do it now?
Why is someone pointing at me?
You know.
No, but then again, side hustle, I think it's kind of different from owning a business. What do you think?
No, I think it's the same thing. I mean, a side hustle is, you could still own your business and still work under someone now.
It's just like a gig, more like something you just do on the way.
If I own a business that supplies liquid soap to hotels, why I still work for Cool FM? Don't I own my own business? Is that not my side hustle? That one is just giving me like 20k, small thing.
Side
you
hustle
know?
Has variations.
Exactly.
Side hustle, the bigger side hustle, the smaller side hustle.
You know, there's some side hustle you get that will make your main job look like a side hustle, right?
I think the definition. So, are we using money to define which one is the main hustle?
I think we are looking at affiliate here, affiliate marketing and stuff like that. Pretty easy. You're not really doing a lot. The side hustle is dead. Maybe that's the way you're trying to categorize it, right? Blue Magic. The one you're not really doing stuff a lot, like owning a business and being the head. You're just there, and then it comes maybe online and stuff. But the other one, you have to be really present, you know,
exactly.
and take control.
I think that's what I would call being an entrepreneur.
I don't actually think you can be an entrepreneur and be working under somebody.
You can't.
I don't think, because if we look at it, you can have a side hustle and call yourself an entrepreneur because maybe you're producing something and then you're delivering it to somebody and all of that. And you could also call yourself an entrepreneur and you are doing like a very, very, you have a very big business that cannot you diverting.
So it's not entrepreneurship if I'm working for Cool FM and supplying them diesel to
It's not entrepreneurship is side hustle.
I have a need now.
I'm making side hustle.
You know, I use my entrepreneurship skills. I see say companies need diesel. I have the diesel connect.
Yes.
I'm working for Cool FM. They need to run.
Awesome.
I'm supplying diesel during the day. Working at... Oh, my God.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
It's Cool FM Kano's 4Play Podcast.
Play Podcast 96.9. That's the property of 96.9 Cool FM Kano. We are available where you find your podcast. We are on there on our website www.coolfm.ng/Kano. Today, Blue Magic is in the chairman seat, giving us all the ideas on entrepreneurship.
So,
Blue Magic, maybe you should advise us how to not lose a million naira in business. Go.
I think that's a nice title for a book. That's a good name for a book, man.
What should you not
let's
do?
Let's go.
Please, the most important thing is what I should have done differently myself is to invest in my passion. Mm. Not in something I feel that could make me more money. Because I think that's where people get it wrong. You're like, hey, this is the booming business at the moment. Let's cash in on it, you know? There are things I should have put my money into that would have made me way more money, right? And I think that was where I got everything wrong.
So invest in your passion.
Yes.
Not for the one, because this one too hard, Michelle.
Yeah.
Because imagine say your passion, they bring plenty money like that. But then there's
find
that.
Another passion.
So me, my passion, are the one where they bring money.
You have to find passion. My passion has always been music, and that's the reason why the only radio station I can work for is the only radio station that plays the best music.
Cool FM.
I think I should have, you know, created a studio.
Oh.
That's where I could have put my money
with
into.
With 1 million, right?
Yeah, with the 1 million. And it would have done it. It would have created a very good studio. At that time, 1 million was a lot at that time.
So we have agreed today that as young people, there's no excuse. Get your hustle on.
Exactly.
Activate your entrepreneurship skills.
That's it.
Don't wait until you retire, because yes, if you wait, then there may be nothing waiting for you.
But what if someone doesn't have a passion that makes money? What if their passion is the one to help other people grow their business?
Put money in their business, but you're getting returns. So that's another form.
I feel like you're making it look as though we need
because for me, I'm even thinking that's even the way forward. Like, find somebody's business that is working, bruv. You need any investor,
right?
Put in some money there, and then you're good. That's a good start for me, though. Like, other than taking all the 100% trouble for now, it's always better when you have big money and you can do all of that big trouble.
Imagine if you make profit and then now have to pay salaries.
That's how it works
like
now.
10M.
Profits only.
Like
profit only comes after your expenses.
When I look at them like, God, I beg.
It's called overhead. I think we're gonna have to leave it here. What do you think, Black Magic? You know, I always call you Black Magic. Every time I want to call him, I'm like Black Magic.
You wouldn't be the first anyway.
Blue Magic!
You wouldn't be the first. Alright, so it's been a great discuss today. We'll have fun. Just in case you don't know, you can always follow us on Instagram, on TikTok. You can see a lot of great things on TikTok. You can also follow us on our Facebook page. It is All Cool FM Kano. Or you can get onto our website, which is www.coolfm.ng/Kano, and listen to us.
Bye!
Bye.
Peace!
The 4Play Podcast from your number one hit music station in Kano, 96.9 Cool FM.